There is an endless sea of podcasts about entrepreneurship. Talking about it, but not living it. We live it every day. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel, talking about real estate investing, but also encompassing general subjects in regards to owning small to medium-sized businesses, and of course, all the struggles that business owners must overcome to be successful. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, and this is Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel.
Welcome back to Inside the Wolf's Den with your hosts, Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel. How are you, Sean?
Doing good.
Awesome.
Well, how are you?
Yeah, it's good. Good. Yeah. You know, we definitely have a lot to talk about today.
Correct.
And kind of going to come from the heart a little bit. I think a lot of people can relate to this. Our listeners can relate to this. And
yeah, it should be. It's gonna be a tough one to get through, and I think, but you know, we're gonna talk today about making the most out of today, and this is all on a reflection of losing a team member, and so it's gonna be coming from the heart, you know, speaking about loss, and I think, you know, especially throughout this whole pandemic, it just, you know, a lot of people have experienced loss, and it's hard. And so it's going to be a tough one to work through.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, I've been sharing and speaking with different people. I've got some positive feedback where, you know what, like, hey, this isn't going to be easy, but throughout these challenges and throughout these difficulties, this is where you are given the opportunity to lead. You are given the opportunity and the privilege, mm-hmm, of helping others through this,
right,
and making an impact and showing, you know, and building and getting,
yeah,
getting
and
stronger.
Getting stronger, and then also becoming closer as a team. Like, we've always been a close team here at Real Property Management and Texas Turnkey Properties, and but I think that this just is going to bring us closer together. This individual impacted our entire organization in, you know, a different way. Mm-hmm. Definitely impacted myself.
Absolutely. So it's tough to have these kind of, I've never faced anything like this before. This is a first for Joni and I, and we think that we've seen majority of everything over 21 years, and this is a first.
Yeah.
So it's but like you said, we're going to get stronger. We're going to get through this. Praying for him and his family, and I know they'll get through it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine, and I can't even comprehend the loss that they're going through. I mean, he was a great colleague, a friend, a mentor,
mm-hmm,
to ourselves, to people in the organization. He was a guest on this podcast, so
yeah,
he's a somebody that would be definitely remembered. Like we said, the one of the best ways and why we're doing this as soon as we are is because we feel like talking through this and coping through it, sometimes it's good to talk about and celebrate people's lives and the contributions that they made to you.
Absolutely.
And, yeah. And then also just getting into
how you should be living your life.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah. Because it brings everything to the forefront, right, of what's important in life when you experience something like,
yeah,
this, whether it be a family member or a friend or coworker. It just really brings to the forefront what's most important,
right,
in life.
And to me, that kind of what hit me this week was because, like, it's easy to get caught up in, you know, going, mm-hmm, like throwing more on your plate. You know, you have another business venture that you're doing. You have another, you know, whatever it is. And you lose sight of what's really important and what should be priority in your life, mm-hmm, right? And so,
the last 18 months, I think you and I, we've talked about it on this show, have really like got back in and gotten, we started two new ventures. We're so focused and so driven. And sometimes I never look up and see, you know, what my true priorities. Mm-hmm. I think I sometimes have lost focus of those at times, but one thing that this individual did was that I didn't see it until recent was there's a good story. We've been so focused on like getting better and improving every day, and I've been probably negative lately, or I have been negative, and everybody around you probably say
it's
I
okay
haven't.
To say.
Yeah. There was a couple of meetings that I just shot back, and I was it didn't go well for me, and it didn't go well for the team, I guess, either. But it didn't. I was just in rare form. I was tired of hearing complaints. I was tired of not the accountability and the ownership. And so, man, I just fired back, and I fired at the leadership and some heated arguments, you know, because of, what I was seeing. And this individual, it was a joke. He's like, because we're doing 95% of everything we do really well. You know, it's just, you're so focused on that 5%. I'm like, yes, but I get that. But I understand that the 5%, sometimes it's a game changer, and you know, you hear like football teams and sports,
yeah, like the paying details attention matter. To details,
but like inches matter, right? You know, and yeah. you hear those mm-hmm. sayings, and it because it's true in business. Yeah. Like, what's going to distinguish us from our competition is going to be the smallest mm-hmm. little changes or extra effort that's going to make that compounded over time is going to add up. And right. So, like, I was just so focused, so driven on that I think I just forgot like sometimes what's important. And he's like, hey, he'd come in the morning or he'd come in that day. Well, we're at least doing 96% of it today. And right. or 97, he always had a different percentage every day of where we're at. And it was to remind me, and he had the authority, or he had the, I think he had the leverage or the ability to like remind me like, hey, you know, I get it, and I understand where you're at. And he was like, hey, we're a little bit better today, or we're not so good. And there's something bad would happen. Yeah. Oh, I guess we're back to 95%. You know, he'd make light of it, but it was to get me to see that, hey, I get it and I understand, but we're working towards it. Yeah. Don't forget, don't step on the people also. Don't ruin the culture and the values and the
by the little mistakes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, this individual was, he loved life more than anybody. And just the way he would walk down the halls and, you know, he would manage people by walking the halls, right? Every mm-hmm. morning, the first thing that he would do was just go in and talk to every staff member. And I learned a lot from that, because I think you and I, talking about being driven, like we've always been driven, but we haven't taken, I know at least I haven't mm-hmm. taken that time to really, get to know our staff on like a personal level. And this guy, he did. Mm-hmm. Like he loved people, right?
Yeah.
Always a smile on his face, always positive. And so if anything that I've gotten from this individual is like, you know, don't take life so serious. Like, you know, we are all human. Like, let's treat everybody like,
and you can still be driven.
Yeah,
I think there's a balance.
There's definitely a balance.
Yeah, but and you can have KPIs and goals and metrics, and it takes a little bit of unbalance sometimes to get certain places. Mm-hmm. But don't forget the journey you're on. And I think he was really good at. And he, I don't know if he was always like that. We saw him at a different stage in his life, but he had learned that. Still to enjoy the process mm-hmm. and to enjoy the journey. And that's why I think he had that infectious smile and laughter
right.
and always brought humility, but also, you know, a good spirit, you mm-hmm. know, to every meeting. And you and I would sometimes
come in
and just want to wreck, you know, havoc and yell and all that. And he was a good,
somebody that you definitely need on your team for sure. Because I mean, I think all teams I think have that. You know, you're driven and you just want to go bulldoze things, right? Mm-hmm. But you need to be balanced, and he kind of balanced us out. Mm-hmm. You know, in a way where he was positive, like he, you know, got our team going in the right direction.
Correct. Yeah, and so people took it really hard, and he's going to be really, really missed. And again, we're praying for his family, but truly missed here within our organization. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a hard hole to fill for sure. But it just really reminded Joni and I, and as we were preparing for this, about just, you know, yesterday's gone, tomorrow's not promised, and all you have is today. So what impact are you going to make today in this world? What are you going to contribute today? You know, I think that was a great thing that he did, was he knew every day he'd show up, deliver, but he would add value every day and contribute to people. Because again, that's where he knew he was going to make an impact, was on people. Each and every day, and because that's all we have is today, and what are you going to do? So I know you prepared a poem that you have read to our organization before.
Yeah, I think I've actually read it on a podcast early on as well. It's one of my favorites. It's called The Dash by Linda Ellis. So here it goes. I read of a man who stood to speak at a funeral of a friend. He referred to the dates on the tombstone from the beginning to the end. He noted the first came the date of birth and spoke of the following date with tears. But he said what mattered most of all was the dash between those years. For the dash represents all the time they spent alive on earth, and now only those who love them know what that little line is worth. For it matters not how much we own the cars, the house, the cash. What matters is how we lived is how we live and love and how we spend our dash. So think about this long and hard. Are there things you'd like to change? For you never know how much time is left that still can be arranged. To be less quick to anger and show appreciation more and love the people in our lives like we've never loved before. If we treat each other with respect and more often wear a smile, remember that special dash might only last a little while. So when your eulogy is being read with your life's actions to rehash, would you be proud of the things they say about you, how you lived your dash?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And gut-wrenching, I think, at the same time. So it's because I think, you know, for myself, just speaking personally, I know a lot of people got closer during the pandemic, and I feel like we were drivers, and like we attacked the problem, and we got, and I think I lost a little bit of focus on
what's important.
Yeah, and some of this, and yeah, my eulogy might say like, oh, he was a driver. He was, that's not gonna
makes you really think about, man, like, what am I doing that is going to make a difference in this world, in somebody else's life? Like, you know, and that's what I want to be known for. Like, what did Joni do to make a difference in this person's life? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think we can all, you know, be grateful, give love, show love, give to somebody, you know, be present in the moment with your spouse, your kids. And I'm guilty of that myself because, again, we work. But sometimes we just need to take a breather and really focus on what's important.
Yeah. This is coming from two hard drivers and motivated and focused individuals, and we're talking to ourselves. You know, if anything, this podcast was for us to refocus ourselves on what, you know, that we need. Yes, we need to accomplish and improve our business and do that every day, and that's what we talk about on this podcast all the time. But there's a whole other side that we just need to sometimes slow down and appreciate the journey, show appreciation to the people that are helping you along the way, love on people more, be grateful, but then also show some grace. You know, like, you know, we're all human.
Yeah.
And And if 96% was their best, then 96% was their best, you know? But how can you help them? You know, how can you make a difference, and how can you impact their lives? And, cause it's just so short, and you just never know if you'll get tomorrow and, mm-hmm. or if you'll get today, and be, when you wake up in the morning, be grateful. Your grandma used to always say, that was one thing I remember, your grandma all the time, we'd say byes or whatever. It should always end with, if God's willing. It's like, and I always remember that. Yeah. But, and it was like, because so it was like, you know, you never know. Mm-hmm. And so if God's willing, tomorrow I'll wake up, I'll see you next week if God's willing. But I mean, but that just tells you that, hey, live today, live in the moment, yeah. Like live.
Absolutely.
Focus on who you're with at that time and make the most of it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, but, we're still mourning and still dealing with this. And so it's hard.
And I know a lot of our listeners are going through this right now with, you know, like you said, a lot of people lost some loved ones recently and, or couldn't visit them in the hospital or in the nursing mm-hmm. home. I know I lost my grandmother this past year as well, and that was tough, not being able to go visit her, you know. And so I know that a lot of people are struggling and with loss of a loved one. So
So I had a couple of the quotes that as I was preparing for this, I thought were relevant and had an impact on me. So this is from Breen Brown. At the end of the day, at the end of the week, at the end of my life, I want to be able to say I contributed more than I criticized. And so this is one that's speaking again. It's like, because I'm known to be the biggest critic. And again, it goes back to that whole me focusing on the 5%, you know, even though, you know, everybody's doing 95% of everything right. And I can't see it. I don't care. I'm focused on the 5%. I do this with our kids. I do this with Joni. I do it with everybody. And I got to look at, hey, build on that. Instead of looking just at the 5%, look at the 95% and then build on that every right. day and build and get and improve.
How can I improve? Just
yeah. And sometimes it's just confidence.
1% more each day. Yeah. Right?
And it's sometimes people need confidence. Like our son just needs confidence and he keeps improving, but if you focus on the 5% or the little things, he actually goes backwards. But if I praise him and then work it into, hey, well, have you thought about doing it this way or that? Then it keeps improving. Mm-hmm. So I think there's ways to contribute more than criticize.
Yeah, and I think too, like so many times, I know that I do this, and you know, you want to correct them. Like, let them make mistakes, whether it's your children, whether it's your we talked about this just a few minutes ago. You know, if an employee makes that decision, you know, then, it might not be the right decision, but they're at least making decisions, yeah. Right? And if it's the wrong one, great. We'll talk about it. Let's get it on the right track. But don't criticize them for that. Like, be positive that they made that decision.
Mm-hmm. Correct or build on it, mm-hmm. or if you need to steer it a little bit different direction, then, or they can learn from it,
yeah.
And then the next time they make it. Another from the same author, another quote that I had was, "Twinkle lights are the perfect metaphor for joy. Joy is not a constant. It comes to us in moments, often ordinary moments. Sometimes we miss out on the burst of joy because we're too busy chasing down the extraordinary moments." And so that it's because it's I think we've talked about either an organization or stuff, or even maybe on this podcast about it being extraordinary. And this really resonated with me because it was like, and where I looked at it too was with my kids or with family. I try to make extraordinary moments, right? Mm-hmm. So like, I will try to plan an elaborate vacation and all these things and theme parks and whatever, you know, something crazy, right? And spend all this money and doing all these things.
All they want is your time.
Yeah, and in 5 days we have like, we're running like that. And what usually happens is we're stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
We're running from thing to thing to thing and nobody's having fun because
we're mad. Yelling at each other.
Yeah, because we're late or you know, whatever. And you know what? Like sometimes just the simple moments, the ordinary moments, the
taking a walk with your yeah. kids, you know, to the duck pond or yeah. riding your bike at the end. And that's something that this person loved to do as well. Like he talked about riding his bike all the time with his kids. And that was like his highlight of the example. Day, right?
Yeah, it's and a good like, example because yeah. he would come in every weekend and like I'd be looking for like something bigger, right? Because I'd be like, hey, how was your weekend? What'd you do with the kids? And like you and I had to go to the beach or had to go to like a theme park or something like that. And you know, we just rode our bikes in the cul-de-sac and we had the best time. And I'm like, that's like, so yeah, simple.
The simplest things, yeah. you know, and your kids would appreciate yeah. that. I talk about this often when we took that month off. Right. Mm-hmm. When, you know, just to be with the kids test, our thing was we were going to stress test the business. Mm-hmm. Right. But in reality, like spending that month with our kids was the best. They still remember every single detail. And why? It was because we spent that time with them.
Yeah. Like one memory that comes to mind was the freeze that we had here in Texas. Whatever that was, March or whatever. So we were all like preparing and, you know, we were just in case. And then like we went 3 or 4 days, everybody else had lost power and all that. And we were still on. So I was like, oh, whatever. And thought we got over it. All of a sudden our power went out. And I was like, oh, crap. Like
this might, we this didn't might, prepare for anything.
We didn't have anything. We weren't ready. And it was freezing. So like we turned on the fireplace and we all were like, okay, I guess we're going to sleep in front of the fireplace in the living room. So we got all our stuff and we got all ready. And then we're like, okay, you know, cause you had no electronics, you had no, nothing else to do. So we just talked and we just sat there in the dark around the fireplace preparing to sleep there overnight. But it was like some of the best conversations we've had, like, yeah. In a while. It was like totally focused moments and just totally engaged, and it was fun and it was exciting, and like the kids found joy and those are like extremely ordinary moments, you know, they loved it, and so sometimes just those moments like that just are mm-hmm. And so, you know, and I'm the total opposite. I try to focus on creating these extraordinary events or moments, and I just gotta appreciate sometimes yeah, the most
the small ones. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So I want to just end with something else that I saw, that just live simply, dream big, be grateful, give love, and laugh lots. I think that's a good ending, and something that we're doing is we're getting in part of a fundraiser for this individual. So in the show notes, we're going to have some links that if you're able to, I know this, we're getting behind it. There's some scholarships set up for his children to help them once they get to college age, you know, to help them get through and raising funds for that. So if you're able to, we try to constantly give and add value on the show, but this is a moment where we're asking that maybe he could help and give to his kids and help them with their college funds. So the links to all that will be in the show mm-hmm. notes. And just be present in today and make the most out of today. And like I said, live simply, dream big, be grateful, give love, and laugh lots.
Yeah. And remember the poem of the dash. I have it up in my office. That's one of my favorites and kind of always gets me to, you know.
Remember.
Remember it, yeah.
Be aware. Yeah. Awesome. Well, we'll see you all next week, and have a great rest of the week.
See you guys.